The Lady and the Unicorn, written by Isolde Martin and read by Rebecca McCauley. Marjorie shook her hair out of her vision and blazed a furious pair of blue eyes on her captor, only to discover it was the traveller from the inn, the stranger who had been unable to take his eyes from her. He removed his sodden hat and riding gloves, discarding them on a carved chest that lay along one side of the room, and she saw he was younger than she had first thought. Droplets of water trickled from his long cloak as he untied it, dropping it carefully across the chest. Less formidable without it, he wore no surcoat that could give her some inkling of his allegiance. While the steel spurs on his heels betrayed that he was no knight, the black velvet coat with silk-lined sleeves and the dark green pleated short doublet reassured her that he was of gentle birth. Even the faint aroma of expensive musk reached her. But money and velvet could hide a fiend as surely as homespun. He turned his attention to her, staring with an inscrutability that sent cold fear streaking through her. But Marjorie had never lacked courage, and she suppressed her terror, instinctively using her wrath as a defence. It was humiliating that she was still gagged and powerless in his presence. She made an angry moan, squaring her shoulders, defying him despite her helplessness. To her mortification, he continued to study her.
"Whoever advised you to wear scarlet was no friend, mistress."
It was hardly the remark she was expecting, but the arrow hit the target of her shame. Marjorie could have spat fire at him if her mouth had been free of the gag. She hardly doubted that cloth of gold would have ill-suited her in her condition, especially when she could feel a thick smudge of dirt drying on her left temple and her freckled cheeks were dry and dusty from the sacking. Earthy fibres still dappled her shoulders, clung to the ruined red velvet bodice and played hide-and-seek in her tangled fair hair. As for her skirt, it was a sodden map of mud spatters.